This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The star prosecution witness takes the stand today in Donald Trump's hush money trial, Michael Cohen. The AP's Eric Tucker.
He is Donald Trump's former lawyer and personal fixer. And he matters here because he made a $130,000 payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign to buy her silence about an extramarital sexual encounter that she says she had with Trump a decade earlier. Cohen was then reimbursed by Trump, and this is where prosecutors say the crime occurred.
He says he's innocent. Jury selection begins today in the trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, charged with accepting bribes. Some graduates at Duke University left their seats during commencement yesterday to protest pro-Israel speaker and comedian Jerry Seinfeld. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with an update now on the war in Gaza.
Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants across Gaza, including in parts of the devastated north that the military said it had cleared months ago. Neighboring Egypt has issued its strongest objection yet to Israel's growing offensive on the southern city of Rafah, saying it intends to formally join South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. Rafah is viewed as the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as well as Hamas's last stronghold. Israel says it must invade to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages taken in the October 7 attack that sparked the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A small plane with three people on board landed safely without any landing gear this morning after circling an Australian airport for almost 3 hours to burn off fuel. Everybody's fine. The pilot said he also had to dodge birds and bad weather. This is AP News. What's the big weekend movie?
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes reigned over the weekend at the box office, giving a needed surge to an uncertain season in theaters.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
The film from 20th Century Studios and Disney builds on the rebooted Apes trilogy of the 2010s and had the third highest opening of the year with $56.5 million at the weekend box office. Falling to number two this weekend, The Fall Guy. Zendaya's Challengers was third, Taro fourth, and Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, fifth. I'm Julie Walker.
Two horses stuck deep in the mud for hours in Connecticut were pulled out by rescuers over the weekend. Messy and tired, but safe. Firefighters responded to the call. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.